rekindling the fire, sleeper plays, and busy weekend. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The season is over for the football team at Port Huron Northern, but the book certainly isn't closed on what was a historic high point for the Huskies program. Three straight winning seasons, something that hasn't happened in 20 years, and the first district title in school history. And it's having a ripple effect.
All this recruiting stuff has really helped out with the bringing football back to Port Huron, and especially with the younger kids like Taffel. I know they all just want to be like number 17, I guess. So, I mean, I went to a couple of their practices, and it's cool, but I'm just happy that football is starting to pick up in the area again. And
that's junior linebacker Braden McGregor, who spearheaded a defense along with senior tackle Maurice Powell, which allowed just 12 points a game this season. You can read more about the Huskies on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Reading quarterback Alex Price, who rushed for three touchdowns and passed for a fourth in a regional victory over Detroit Southeastern, and the football team at New Lothrop, which knocked off two-time champion Pewaumu Westphalia in a regional final battle of the state's top two teams in Division 7 last Friday. You can watch both of these games for free right now at MHSAA.tv. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Let's finish up the football season with this, you make the call. It's 4th-and-5 at the 30-yard line, and the offense begins to leave the field as the field goal unit comes on. One of those offensive players, however, doesn't make it all the way to the bench. He stops a step short of the sideline, essentially hiding out along the sideline. The ball is snapped, the holder stands and throws a perfect pass down the sideline to a wide-open player, yep, that player that was hidden out at the sideline. Is this legal? The answer is no. This is a foul for illegal participation. A team can never use a substitution or pretended substitution to deceive the defense.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The weekend before Thanksgiving is certainly one of the biggest tournament weekends of the entire school year, and certainly the biggest one for the MHSAA Network, MHSAA.tv, and FoxSportsDetroit.com. Literally hundreds of hours of live streaming audio and video will be available for fans unable to get to championship action in swimming and diving, volleyball, and 8-player and 11-player football. The Super Streaming Weekend begins in Battle Creek on Thursday with three straight days of action at the girls' volleyball semifinals and finals. Four matches will be on tap each day. You can watch all the action on MHSAA TV or listen for free at MHSAAnetwork.com. On Saturday, the Lower Peninsula Girls Swimming and Diving Finals will have live streaming video from three sites beginning at noon on MHSAA TV. Football action begins on Saturday at 11 a.m. with the first of two 8-player football finals from the Superior Dome in Marquette on the FoxSportsDetroit.com website and the Fox Sports app. The Division I game kicks things off in the UP, followed by the Division II game at about 2 p.m. Both games will be shown Tuesday night next week on Fox Sports Detroit beginning at 8 p.m. The Fox Sports Detroit Prep Zone will carry three 11-player football semifinal games Saturday beginning at 1 p.m., and those games will also be available on the Fox Sports app. And MHSAA TV will carry the remaining 13 11-player semifinal football contests beginning on Saturday at 1 p.m., with many of those games being produced by members of the school broadcast program. All live MHSAA TV video content requires a subscription. A month pass is just $9.95 and permits three logons. All audio streams on the MHSAAnetwork.com website are free, as is everything on the Fox Sports Detroit website. Users of the Fox Sports app may require authentication. So if you can't make it out to the games this weekend, the MHSAA Network and Fox Sports Detroit have got you covered. Join us again next week for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.